And here is the Writer's Almanac for Sunday. It's the 11th of September, 2016. It's the birthday of the poet Reed Whittemore, born in New Haven, Connecticut, 1919, author of The Fascination of the Abomination, a memoir against the grain, and 11 volumes of poetry. Reed Whittemore, who said, "When I look at history, literary and social, I find that I side pretty steadily with history's eccentrics. I don't mean all the mad astrologists and mystics, but simply the mundane eccentrics who have stood on the sidelines with the game in progress and made frosty remarks instead of cheering." It's the birthday of O. Henry, William Sidney Porter, born Greensboro, North Carolina, 1862, who started writing his stories when he was serving time in prison for embezzling. It's the birthday of D.H. Lawrence, born 1885 in the coal mining town of Eastwood, England, best known for his novel Lady Chatterley's Lover. Came out in 1928, was banned in several countries for its explicit content. Also known for his novel Sons and Lovers, which he wrote after the death of his mother. D.H. Lawrence left England during World War I with his German wife, came to this country. His books never made much money while he was alive. He wrote educational history books for money. Went to live in Taos, New Mexico, in an adobe ranch house, died in 1930. An edited version of Lady Chatterley's Lover appeared in Britain in 1932. The unexpurgated version did not come out until 1960. The novelist E.M. Forster testified at the obscenity trial. Lawrence had been a good friend of his. Forster called Lawrence the greatest imaginative novelist of his generation. And today is the anniversary of the 9/11 terrorist attacks 15 years ago on this date. 19 Al-Qaeda terrorists hijacked 4 commercial airplanes, 2 of which were crashed into the Twin Towers of the World Trade Center in New York, a 3rd crashed into the Pentagon, and the 4th was bound for Washington, but the passengers took control of the plane. It ended up crashing near Shanksville, Pennsylvania. Altogether, nearly 3,000 lives were lost, all the passengers and crew on board the planes, thousands of people in the World Trade Center, or were near the buildings, and more than 100 in the Pentagon building, and hundreds of rescue workers. Here's a poem for today by Robert Bly, Sleeping Faces. Tonight the first fall rain washes away my sly distance. I have decided to blame no one for my life. This water falls like a great privacy. Letters sink into the desk. The desk sinks away, leaving an intelligence slowly learning to talk of its own suffering. The muttering of thunder is a gift that reverberates in the roof of the mouth. Another gift is a child's face in a dark room. I see as I check the house during the storm. My life is a blessing, a triumph, a car racing through the rain. A poem by Robert Bly, Sleeping Faces, from Like the New Moon, I Will Live My Life, published by White Pine Press and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation, publisher of Poetry Magazine, a monthly devoted to discovering and publishing new voices in poetry. More at poetryfoundation.org. And by Progressive Insurance, working to make progress for more than 75 years. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.